You are listening to WWBC, Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
God bless you, and thank you for tuning in once again. You're listening to Kingdom Sound, a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries, better known as VIP. We thank God for you, our listeners, listening every weekday, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. We thank God for our pastors, Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson, of Victory International Praise Ministries. We have some wonderful leaders, and we bless the Lord for them. I want to say Victory is located at 250 North Babcock Street. We invite you, our listeners, to come and worship with us Sunday mornings at 11 a.m., Tuesday evenings for Bible study and prayer at 7:30 p.m. So we bless the Lord today. I'm your host, Andre Jordan, and we are excited about the day that the Lord has made. We are excited about the word of the Lord, which stands sure and true in our lives. So I'm just going to open with a quick prayer, and then let us just allow the Lord, the Holy Spirit of God, to have his way. Father, thank you so much for this day. This is truly the day, Lord, that you've made. It's a gift from you, and we rejoice and we are glad in it. We pray, Father, for your word to touch and minister to hearts on today. Father, we open up our hearts, we open up our windows, we open up our doors to receive what the Holy Spirit of God has to say. May we be encouraged and strengthened today as we dig into the word from the book of Job. We pray your blessings today on this word, this teaching. We thank you that the word of the Lord is anointed. It is blessed. It is good for our souls. So we pray and we ask, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. I am just kind of studying in the book of Job, and there's so much in this book of the Bible, so much to find encouraging, so much encouragement to you and I as we encounter things, as we go through things, as we experience things. There's much that we can pull out of the scriptures. And so today I just want to kind of share some of the things that remind us. That's what I love about the word. A lot of the times the word is the Holy Spirit. He brings things to our remembrance, reminds us. And so I thank God today for this time as we look in Job. Let's start with Job 1, reminding us, don't be troubled. Not to be troubled. The verse 1 and 1, where I'm going to read verse 1 and 1 all the way down. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man Job was perfect, upright, blameless, a man of complete integrity. He was one that feared, revered God, and eschewed evil. He stayed away from evil. I pray to God that that is our resume today. Just that first verse, Job 1 and 1, I pray to God that that is our resume today, that that is what the Lord, that is what people, that is what family, that is what friends, that is what those that know us closest can say concerning us, our character, our reputation, men and women of integrity. Verse 2, and there was born unto Job 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance was so great. He had 7,000 sheep. He had 3,000 camels. He had 500 teams of oxen. He had 500 female donkeys. He also had many servants. This man was the greatest of all men in the entire area in the east, the scripture says. Verse 4, and his sons, the seven sons, went and they feasted in their homes, every one on his day, and sent and they called for their three sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so that when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job would send and he sanctified the children, and he rose up early in the morning and he offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that perhaps my sons have sinned, missed the mark, and cursed God in their hearts. So Job did this continually. This was his regular practice. So he was a man of prayer and intercession for his family, a man to stand in the gap for his family. He was a patriarch. Verse 6. Now, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. There's a meeting in the heavenlies. And the Lord said unto Satan, where have you come from? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And we know this makes me think of the scripture that says Satan is lurking about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So Satan says out of his own mouth, I've come from going to and fro in the earth. I'm to and fro in the earth. I'm all over the place in the earth. I'm walking up and down in the earth. And verse 8, the Lord said unto Satan, has thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like Job in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that fears God and eschews evil, stays away from evil. Let me stop here. There's a meeting going on in the heavenlies. The sons of God are present. Satan comes into the meeting. He comes also. God says, where have you come from, Satan? Satan answers, to and fro the earth, walking up and down in it. And the Lord, it is the Lord that brings up Job. It is the Lord that nominates Job for the assignment. It is the Lord that recommends Job for the assignment. Just let that sit right there. Has God recommended you for the assignment? Perhaps it was God that brought your name up for the assignment. Perhaps it was God that pulled your ticket. Perhaps it was God, full of confidence in you, because he's dwelling and living in you, that chose, hand-picked you for the assignment. Hand-picked you and I for the assignment. It's not arbitrary, because the Lord is sovereign. Because the Lord is in full control. Satan does not have the control. The Lord is in full control. Perhaps this is a God-ordained assignment today. Then Satan answers Job in verse 9 and said, does Job fear God for nothing? He said, you've always put a wall or a hedge of protection around him and around his house and around everything he has. And you have blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Look at how rich he is. You've made everything he has, everything he touches to prosper. He's prospering in every way. Look at how blessed, look at how rich he is. But the enemy puts forth a challenge, verse 11. But put forth your hand now, God, and touch all that Job has, and I bet you he'll curse you to your face. So that's what Satan's challenge is. Put forth your hand and remove, touch everything that he has. Take away the blessings. Take away the material things. Take away the substance. Take away these things, and I bet he'll curse you to your face. Verse 12, and the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he has is in your power, but do not harm him physically. Only upon Job, don't put forth your hand to touch Job. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. I want to stop and say, sometimes we don't realize, as we're going through things, as we're facing difficulties and circumstances and challenges, we don't realize, could it be because God is bragging on you? Could it be that God is bragging on you? Could it be that God is using you, little me, to take on the Goliath of the enemy, whatever it is? Could it be that God has so much confidence in you and I? Could it be that our blameless walk before him, he has so much confidence in you and I, that he's saying, she can take you, he can take you, my servant Job, he can take you? Because God knows that we are his, that we belong to him. I want this word to encourage somebody today. Are you like a Job to the Lord? Are you like a Job to the Lord? Are you someone that he can count on and depend on? Has your faithfulness sent up a memorial before his throne? Is God well acquainted with you and knows your name in the heavenlies? We've got to see that these things that we go through are filtered by the Father's hands, filtered through his hands. Satan had to get permission. The things that we face, they're not arbitrarily happening to us. The enemy must get permission. And the fact of the matter is that if the Lord allowed it, he gonna bring us through it. If the Lord allowed it, he knows that we can pass the test. We can pass the trial. He knows that our victory is assured. He knows. Sometimes we didn't know. We didn't see it coming. Let me read further. Amen. Let me read further. So now, let's look at the rest of the story. And there was a day when Job's sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And there came a messenger to Job and said, the oxen were plowing. Remember, he had 500 teams of oxen. The oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them, 500 female donkeys. And the Sabians fell upon them and took them away. Yes, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone am escaped to tell you, Job, that what happened. Okay, let's go further. While he was yet speaking, there came also another servant and said to him, the fire of God is fallen from heaven, and it has burned up the sheep. Remember, he had, I believe it was 3,000 sheep. The fire fell from heaven, and it has burned up the sheep. He had 7,000 sheep. I stand corrected. 7,000 sheep. And the servants, and consume them. And only I have escaped alone to tell thee. So the 500 team of oxen are gone. The 500 female donkeys are gone. The 7,000 sheep and the servants are gone. Let's go further. And while this second servant was speaking, there came also another and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camel. He had 3,000 camels and have carried them away. Yes, and have slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I alone am escaped alone to tell you what happened. And while that servant was yet speaking, there came also another servant. This is the fourth servant. And the servant said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine at their oldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house. And it fell upon the young men, and they are dead, and I am escaped alone to tell you. Verse 20. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped. And he said, naked I came out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord give, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And in all this, verse 22, Job sinned not, nor did Job charge God foolishly. Job did not sin by blaming God. This is good to me. When calamity hits our lives, you look at this passage, and Job encountered four different types of calamitous events. One after the another. Bad news on the left, bad news on the right, bad news in the front, bad news in the back. Surrounded by bad news. One servant, this happened. Second servant, this happened. Third servant, this happened. Fourth servant, your children have been destroyed. Calamity. How do we respond when calamity hits our lives? I wish I could say every time calamity is hit that I did like Job did, that I worshiped, that I blessed the Lord. Job can teach us how to respond in the tough places, how to respond when your life is seemingly turned upside down, how to respond when trouble troubles your life. How not to be troubled by troubled. Job can teach us how not to be troubled by trouble. Let me go back and just reread this. And Job arose and he rent his mantle and he shaved his head and he fell down on the ground and worshiped. He fell down on the ground in humility and humbleness. And broken and contriteness, and he worshiped the Lord. He yet gave God glory. He yet declared his majesty. He yet declared his sovereignty. He yet declared his goodness. He yet declared his faithfulness. He yet declared his mercy. He yet declared that he was a Lord of lords, that he was King of kings, that he was the mighty God, that he was Alpha and Omega, that he was sovereign, that he was omnipotent, that he was omniscient, that he was omnipresent, that he was in control. He worshiped. Will you and I worship when the troubles come, when the trial comes, when the time of testing, the season of testing, the season of development, the season of processing comes? Will we still worship? I tell you, how did this man of God, Job, maintain his focus? God, I bless you today. That is what we must do. Press in to worship. Press in to the Lord. Press into his presence. Let it drive us to our knees. Let us drive us back to the feet of Jesus. Let it drive us closer to the Lord, that we pull on the strength that's in his presence, that we pull on the joy that's in his presence, that we pull on the love that's in his presence, that we pull on the peace that surpasses all understanding that comes in the presence of the Lord, the fullness. I am blessed by what I'm reading in this word on today. Will we worship in the midst of calamity? Will we worship? Will we be faithful still when God allows the enemy to take the stuff? When the stuff is gone, will faithfulness remain? What's hidden behind the stuff? When the stuff is gone, we can see the real deal now. Was it the stuff or was it God? Was it the stuff or was it God? We can see what you're working with by your response. When the stuff is gone, when all of it is gone, we can see who has your heart. Does God have your heart? Is your heart in the stuff? Is your faith in the stuff? Is your trust in the stuff? Or will you yet embrace the Father and declare, if I don't have the stuff, I'll never let you go. I'll never leave you. Will we declare, God, I'm clinging to you. I will not let go of you. You're all I have. How not to be troubled by trouble. Worship. How not to be troubled by trouble. The presence of God. How not to be troubled by trouble. How not to let circumstance, situations, trials, tests change our testimony. Does your testimony remain the same after calamity? That's a good question. Does my testimony remain the same in the midst of calamity? All sides, troubled on all sides. Does the testimony remain the same when the stuff is gone? Do I yet bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me? Bless his holy name. Forget not all his benefits. When we go through, we started out by saying, could it be that God is bragging on you? Could it be that God is recommending you, nominating you for the test, for the trial? Could it be that the hand of the Lord is at work in the difficult places? Could it be that God is using this trial, this situation, to stretch you to even greater purpose, to give him even greater glory? Could it be that the blessing of the Lord, that the reward of the Lord for standing in faithfulness, that the blessings and the reward of the Lord are on the other side for you? If you can stand, having done all to stand some more, stand, keeping your eyes on the Lord, stand upon his word and what you know of his character and of his nature. In the midst of the trial, in the midst of the calamity, we cannot forget to worship. As the tests come, we got to know God wrote the test. and he gave us the answer key in the 66 books of the Bible. I'm gonna be all right. You gonna be all right. We gonna come through in God. And I want to share, I've got to continue this, this teaching. I'm gonna run out of time for today, but I'll continue because I want to share what's on the other side. Sometimes we get stuck on this side, but if we stay faithful like Job, one thing we can say as we read through the book of Job, he was found faithful still. He went through, but he was found faithful still, and he remained without blaspheming the Lord. He went through. He cried out. It wasn't always pretty, but he held fast to the Lord, his confession of faith. I see my time is gone. Praise the Lord. But I pray that something out of this chapter one of Job has blessed you today. I pray that if nothing else, you're reminded in the midst of calamity, worship. In the midst of calamity, come back to the feet of Jesus and get strength. Your strength is in Jesus Christ. I pray today that our mind, yours, our resume before the Lord is one like Job. Blameless, complete integrity. We reverence and fear the Lord. That we stay away from evil. I pray today that if the Lord has given you an assignment and you're facing difficulty in it, that you will stand knowing that God will see you through. Remember the faithfulness of Job and let it encourage your hearts today. That's all the time I have for today. God bless you richly. May you stand in faith. Remember, we are VIP Victory International Praise Ministries, located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. Come and visit with us. Our pastors, Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson, welcome you with open arms. You may come in the sanctuary as a visitor, but you're going to leave as family, knowing that Jesus Christ loves you and he died for your sins so you can have an abundant life. God bless you and keep you.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to VIPministries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that he will make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS Rockledge, Melbourne, Pompeii, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9.